Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about the implications of the tax declaration from Bitfinex, and we'll talk about Tether and the USD Tether controversy regarding the Bitcoin price. But let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about Bitfinex. Now, Bitfinex has announced on May 17th that all of their users that have done trading or want to continue trading with Bitfinex actually have to send in their tax declaration. So they have to say whether they have declared or show whether they have declared the taxes of the cryptocurrencies, because Bitfinex is actually incorporated on the British Virgin Islands. And on there, it's actually part of the law that they have as a company have to kind of supply the state with these kinds of information. And then there is a very high risk that British Virgin Islands will share this information with other countries. Now, one of the kind of theories that popped up, because the price of Bitcoin has dropped once again and it seems not to be like properly recovering, although we'll come to that in a second, it seems to be that it could very well be that this kind of was the reason why Bitcoin's price fell a couple of $100. It says here, it is highly likely that the price drop of Bitcoin was largely caused by Bitfinex and the sell-off of investors on a platform trading the Bitcoin to USD pair. Because obviously a lot of people, like I think Whalepool was also, was a company that kind of told people, if you don't want to use Bitfinex, or actually if you want to kind of don't want to declare that tax information with Bitfinex, then just move away the cryptocurrency or sell it off and then just close your account. This is still an option. So it's very possible, because Bitfinex is one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, that this is possible. Now, for the podcast listeners, we're on TradingView, so we're looking at kind of the volume here that kind of was the cause. And interestingly, if you see here, like the major drops actually came way before. So at around May 10th, 11th, 12th, the price just dropped and then recovered a bit, dropped again. And the thing is, when the Bitfinex news came out about the tax declaration, that was actually May 17th. And then we can see here a little drop, and we can actually see that the volume has increased there a little bit, but it shouldn't have played that much of a role all in all. So it could be that it was kind of a cause of a couple of hundred points here, but not necessarily that this was the reason why it dropped from 8.3 to 7.9. But I mean, everything is possible. These are the markets. As you know, markets tend to be in that way quite irrational and emotional. So very possible that this was the case. Now, if we look at the cryptocurrency market right now, and for the podcast listeners, we're on CoinMarketCap, we can see that Bitcoin and actually other coins have kind of recovered a little bit, and Bitcoin is back to $8,500. Now, one other controversy that still hasn't been cleared up properly is this whole discussion around Tether. Tether currently at spot 15. Tether seems or wants to be a stable coin in the cryptocurrency space. It is kind of on Bitfinex and on Bittrex, you can trade in Tether. And what the entire idea kind of was behind Tether, and Bitfinex has introduced it, was that if you're buying Bitcoin, that if you're buying on Bitfinex Bitcoin, that you would get the equivalent of a dollar amount in Tether. So if you invest $1, you would get $1, so one Tether in return. Now, in the last couple of months, especially around the bull run or after the bull run, there was this huge discussion around Tether, because some rumors or some people are saying that every time the Bitcoin price kind of jumped up, like in this case, new Tethers have been printed. So new Tethers have been created without actually people investing the fiat currency. So that the controversy is that people are saying Tether is not actually one-to-one backed. This, of course, could be a huge problem if all these prices are kind of propped up by the Tether volume. And this actually brings us to the next story. It says here, Tether mints $250 million of new USDT tokens and rekindles the whole controversy. Now, the controversial stablecoin Tether generated 250 million worth, $350 million worth of new USDT tokens on May 18th, according to Omni Explorer. And if we open that, we'll see that in a second. Tether is the company that issues the so-called stable coins, stablecoin USDT, which it claims are backed at 1-to-1 ratio by US dollars. That has been criticized for its lack of transparency after it broke ties with auditing firm Friedman LLP before an official audit could be conducted. Now, there was this whole controversy that Tether is not backed 1-to-1 with the US dollars. Then everybody cried for kind of a proper audit in order to understand the situation. However, Bitfinex actually stopped that audit or didn't want to get audited properly in any kind of way for any kind of reason. Now, this couldn't be, and that's part of the controversy here, could be that they didn't want to get audited in the first place, because technically they don't have to be. But in this case, it was it just rekindled this whole controversy around it. Now, if we're looking at Omni Explorer to understand the Tether transactions on the blockchain, we can see here 250 million US dollars that have been transacted or kind of created. And this is exactly kind of the issue here in general, that Tether has this controversy connected to it, and the whole cryptocurrency market does as well, because every time Bitcoin kind of starts a small run, everybody talks about Tether, but we don't really know, because there hasn't been a proper audit. Now, my perspective and your perspective as an investor kind of should be that Tether is kind of a risk you have to hedge against, and you have to kind of think about that it's very possible that Tether will implode. Now, the real question is whether with the implosion of Tether, the entire cryptocurrency market, or at least the top cryptocurrencies that kind of have the equivalent of USDTs, could go down with it. Now, that's the big question. I do know, for example, that Bittrex either planned or has done already stopped trading in USDT. And I think the quickest solution for this problem would have actually be to kind of deduct or remove the USDT pairings on the different exchanges. Now, obviously, Bitfinex won't do that, because Bitfinex's main business model is kind of to launch this Tether coin. But the more coins are directly kind of connected with Tether with on the different exchanges, the more risk we're running into that if a collapse happens, that a lot of coins will go down with it. Now, it could very well be that the Tethers have actually been created in the correct way, that they are backed 1-to-1 by the US dollar, and nothing could happen. So this is very it's kind of a rumor, but it's a rumor that you have to take into account when you're investing as well. In my opinion, right now, we will probably in the next couple of days recover Bitcoin a little bit. I do know that there are still 137,000 Bitcoins left to be sold by kind of the treasurer, I think, of the whole Mt. Gox issue. So very possible that actually there will run into some problems. Excuse me, my nose is a bit running today. But nonetheless, I'm hoping a bit that Bitcoin price will go up and then we'll cross the 10K line, hopefully soon. Oh, almost had to sneeze there. So, and yeah, with that, what will happen towards the end of the year, I'm not really sure. My kind of impression is that even the kind of the Mt. Gox people will wait until Bitcoin price kind of recovers a little bit here and then goes up, and will start reselling then. I assume that it will go up a bit more. When the selling happened, it will drop a bit lower as well. So I think for now we are stable at around 8K, but this could change any minute. So we have to kind of read the tweets that I've mentioned to you from the Twitter account recently, and kind of have to keep this Tether controversy in mind as well. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.